Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Blockchain Digital Assets Conference, the third annual conference in this particular case. Vin Armani sitting in here with Ian and...
Nobody.
So, have you heard about his campaign?
Oh, it's, is this nobody for president?
Not yet.
Nobody
not
for
yet.
Governor.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
I like
it. It was nobody for mayor, but I've been now promoted from future mayor to future governor.
I love it.
Yeah. So he's running against the current governor in the primary, the Republican primary in 2020.
I'm all about nobody for any public office.
Gotta like it. Gotta like it. Well, hey, if you want to learn more about the campaign or make a donation or a gift, go to electnobody.com.
Love it.
Yep. And email nobody at electnobody.com.
So, Vin, you, of course, longtime Free Talk Live co-host for a number of months, if not more than a year. I don't know how long.
I think it was around a year,
It was about a year. Until you sadly had to leave New Hampshire.
Yes.
After having lived here for a couple of years.
Yes.
You had to go back to, of all places, California.
California.
And we were
got
just...
power?
Yeah, that's what we were just talking about at the beginning of the show. How's the power situation out where you are? In?
Better or worse than Venezuela?
I think for some people it's about equivalent, but for me, our power did not go out.
It didn't go
but
out.
I've got
okay.
some solar panels in the garage just in case.
You're prepared for that.
Absolutely,
okay.
Yes.
Well, a lot of people I read with solar panels in California, the way they're set up, they don't work if the grid is off.
Really?
Yeah, I don't grid tie mine. I actually know how to do the solar system. So these are for emergencies, you know what I mean? And it's very sunny where I'm at. I'm in Southern California, so no, but we've had power.
Okay.
Yeah, we have had power. It's been good.
Yeah, is it Sunnyvale, California?
It's not Sunnyvale.
Okay.
That whole situation is an absolute debacle from top to bottom, completely created by the government, of course.
Every problem in California is completely created by the government because there should be no problems in California. And without the I think it's because there are no problems naturally in California.
You got to make some.
You got to make them, right? Like if you had winter where there was snow and things had to be plowed, like the attention of those who would otherwise cause problems is taken up by the actual problems, right?
Right.
But when you have a situation where it's like perfect weather all the time,
what
never
do we
rains.
Do now?
Yeah, how do we screw this one up? And they've succeeded with aplomb. It's been amazing.
And it is a lot like Venezuela. It really is. Because that's the kind of stuff that happens there. They had a five-day power outage in Venezuela, and it had to do with them not taking care of the lines, not clearing the brush appropriately, creating fire hazards.
Yeah. At least they're not eating their pets in California.
Not yet.
Not yet. But they do have in downtown L.A. Some serious problems with an outbreak of typhus.
Oh, my.
Yes, because the rat...
That
infestation has gotten out of control, so they've brought back medieval diseases. City of Los Angeles has brought back medieval diseases. I mean,
wow,
for the win.
That's
we're
amazing.
Gonna get medieval on your buttocks.
So what's new in your world, Vin? I mean, you are obviously in charge over at Cointext,
yes.
and I had an opportunity to utilize Cointext recently. It was we had a guy come out to our crypto meetup in Keene, which happens regularly there, and this guy works with Hush, which is one of the privacy cryptos out there. And so he's like a crypto guy, right? And he doesn't have a smartphone, he tells me.
That's weird.
Because I'm like, hey, I was telling him, hey,
lot of people are scared of smartphones.
Right. So I'm
especially
like,
paranoid people.
Okay, fair enough.
Well, even if you have a dumb phone, they can still turn it on and listen to you. But regardless, I'm like, hey, dude, you know, you can spend cryptocurrency here. We're at this Thirsty Owl, this bar that takes crypto. And he's like, yeah, that's cool, but I don't have a smartphone. I'm like, doesn't matter.
AnyPay.
Cointext. Yeah, exactly. They got AnyPay there. Said, here, let me set you up with a Cointext. I sent him some money from, I think it was Dash or Bitcoin Cash, because you guys do both.
We do.
Over at Cointext. It's cointext.io,
correct.
And it's, of course, super easy. All you have to do is know somebody's phone number in order to send them cryptocurrency.
That's right.
And so within a few moments, I had to, like, you know, pull up my info and make sure I still had a balance because I don't get to use it that often.
Right.
But it was I had it on me. It was ready to go. And boom, sent him over some Dash. He paid his bill with it, and he was blown away.
It is when you use it. So few people have used the other sorts of form factors that are out there for cryptocurrency, and I've just always been obsessed with them. So that's actually one of the things that I'm working on now is, believe it or not, there is a protocol out there. I think we're going to be able to get Bitcoin Cash onto literally cards, offline wallets, that is a pretty new form of a Bitcoin transaction with a new weird kind of script. There's a lot of these young developers, European they seem to be, who have migrated to Bitcoin Cash, who are trying to do all of this interesting and weird stuff, and one of these German guys came up with this way to potentially do this, and
a card?
Literally like a chip card, like a credit card, where you can do an offline wallet, and the card itself will sign a transaction. It's going to be really cool, dude. And this it is next level. And this is only about a week and a half ago that he just released a demo of him doing this. So it's legit.
Wow.
The transactions have been done on the blockchain with this new sort of form of technology. And it was something that Bitcoin could do all along.
Uh-huh.
Very weird. But nobody had figured it out.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out how you can do an offline transaction.
Exactly.
Well, I don't get it.
Nobody has done this before. I'll give you the video after.
Because anybody can receive a Bitcoin transaction without being online. They just have to know your wallet address. So you can carry around a printed out QR code and you can show that to somebody.
Oh, this is something completely different.
You're talking about sending offline.
Yes.
Which, I definitely am interested in learning more.
It's really cool. And so these are the types of things that really interest me in the space.
Well, because that's one of the problems with cryptocurrency is I can't tell you how many times in New Hampshire where cell phone signals sometimes don't reach into stores and things like that. If Taco Biondo didn't have a Wi-Fi point in there, I wouldn't be able to send a Bitcoin transaction or Dash or anything because I don't have cell phone coverage in there.
So imagine something that looks exactly like all of the debit and credit cards that you have in your pocket with a chip, with a maybe touchless, the NFC, that you could fill up that card just by sending to an address. The private key is literally living on there, and now they have cards that have actually a little microprocessor in them. Some of the cards that you have may actually have this. Relatively inexpensive, and that thing can actually sign a transaction in this new way. Imagine that you could just walk in and use your card the same way on the same terminals, but it was spending Bitcoin. Not spending like you sent it to, let's say, like BitPay, how they have a card, which I use and I love. No, not going through the banking system, that it literally was a real Bitcoin transaction, but that it happened on a card.
That's amazing.
That's what I think, too. Yeah. So these are the things that I'm working on right now.
Yeah, and that's one of the things I love about what you're doing over at Cointext is you're helping people who don't have smartphone technology, which is a large portion of the world still.
Majority, actually.
At this point.
Majority of phone users in the world do not have smartphones still.
Right. Yeah. Now, in the U.S., that's different. It's like 80% have smartphones. But
and the other thing that's nice is that in Africa, they're very used to... They trade in phone minutes. This idea that we're moving currency from phone to phone
is not new to them.
They're going to be completely up for that.
Yeah, there's the M-Pesa, is a major payment network. It's completely SMS in Africa, and they do billions of dollars of transactions.
Americans do business with those SMS networks? I mean, could I send text messages and get paid in SMS? Or
you're saying like the SMS, like sending
phone
minutes?
Yeah, I mean, say I have,
I don't know if anybody, I don't know if the plans in the U.S. are quite the same.
Okay, because I've got a Nigerian prince I've been trying to do business with, and that might make it easier.
I would suspect he will take Bitcoin. I would suspect that.
Yeah. I suspect he'll take everything I have.
Bitcoin is big in Nigeria. Nigeria is one of the bigger, if you look at the localbitcoins.com and their statistics, it's Venezuela and it's Nigeria. They're two of the hottest countries on the planet for per capita or whatever purchasing of cryptocurrency.
Doesn't surprise me at all. Doesn't surprise me. It's the places where they're underserved. You know, they're looking for anything, any hustle, any angle, and that's why I think the more variations of. Especially it's the form factors, right? I don't think we've still figured this out. I don't think that we've figured out what the final incarnation of what am I going to be holding in my hand? Right. With me? Will it be a little implanted chip? Will it be a necklace? Will it be on my watch? Will it be glasses?
I think what we do know is it won't be the same for everybody, and that's doesn't have to be, and it shouldn't be, because
absolutely,
everybody has their own needs.
And that's the free market.
Hold that thought. Can you stick with us for one more segment?
Yeah.
We're going to continue here with Vin Armani, and we are at the Free State Blockchain Digital Assets Conference in beautiful... Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years. With experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Mm-hmm.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at the Free State Blockchain Digital Assets Conference for 2019, third annual event here at a beautiful undisclosed location, right on some nice body of water. I think that's a lake over there. I could be wrong about that because I'm not even sure where we are, and I drove here.
It's a river
today.
It's,
is it a river?
I thought it was a bay.
Is it a bay? I don't know. There's water. It's pretty.
We all have our own definition.
It's a good time of year to be here. It's beautiful right now. We're sitting outside. Ended up putting up the pop-up tent just because I was getting baked in the sun. It actually was too damn hot sitting in the sun here. So we're here with, by the way, Chris now joining me again, Chris Reubman. And I'm Ian. And also Vin Armani still with us.
Hello.
Thanks for sticking with us here.
Absolutely.
In fact, I want to remind our listeners that Free Talk Live is brought to you by Anarchapulco coming up again in 2020. I don't know, what are they on, year six or something like that for Anarchapulco? It's a good event. It's been going for a number of years. It's actually where you and I first met, Ben.
That is right.
A few years back. You came to see me speak about this whole New Hampshire migration thing.
You sold me on New Hampshire. You were my John the Baptist when it comes to New Hampshire.
Now I just have to get you back.
I'm sure I'll be back.
You said you're coming back. Yeah. You said, yeah, it's just going to take a few years, and you'll come back. Because there's no better place to raise a family is what they said.
Honestly, that is the truth, yes.
So, before your kids get too old to actually start taking in California indoctrination, get them out of there and get them back to the free state.
Yeah.
Go to Anarchapulco, too, if you can, because it's a great event. There's going to be a ton of big speakers. Ron Paul, once again, heading up the Anarchapulco speaker list. I mean, 3 years in a row now for Ron Paul. That alone is going to bring a bunch of people. But actually, they're going to bring John McAfee on stage.
Really?
Yep. He's allowed to be in Mexico. He doesn't want to come back to the United States, understandably. Sherry Peel Jackson, former IRS agent, who many in the freedom movement have heard that name. Larkin Rose, Doug Casey, Freeway, Rick Ross, Del Bigtree, James Corbett.
Freeway Ricky Ross
is
going to speak?
He's going to be there.
This is going to be a big one.
Jeffrey Tucker, Benny Wills will be, I believe, the MC this year. Luke Rudowski, so many names. Dale Brown from the Threat Management Center in Detroit. I've never met him. Looking forward to talking to that guy. Somebody who actually is providing protection services in the marketplace, doing a better job than the police, making them look bad. So go to anarchapulco.com, use promo code FTL, join us out there February 13th through the 16th. Vin, you're going back to Anarchapulco in 2020 because it is that great of an event.
It really is. It's amazing.
So you can get a discount, by the way, with the promo code FTL, like Free Talk Live. You'll get 10% off. And, again, that's Anarchapulco. It's going to be February 13th through the 16th. You may want to plan to stay a few days on the other sides of both of those dates because there's always other stuff to do in Acapulco. Beautiful place to go. Cool people to hang out with. It's really a great event. I think it is one of the best events out there on the planet for people who care about freedom. You really don't want to miss it. Anarchapulco.com, code FTL. So then you are over, of course, at Cointext.io. You were the host of your own show for some number of years.
Yes, 3 years.
The Vin Armani Show. You've been on television.
Yes.
You're a family man. You now have two kids, but you're still an entrepreneur. I was watching most of your speech here today. Can you kind of boil down what it was about for those listeners who weren't able to make it today?
I was talking specifically about the securities tokens on Bitcoin, which I think is very, some people might be like, something I'm not really interested in.
A little esoteric.
Yeah. Not really interested in at all. But I think the broader thing that I was trying to talk about is starting to explore new businesses that are doing more with Bitcoin. Like, let's see what more value that's out there in the world we can move on to the blockchain. That's
sure.
Other things besides money, but that are valuable. So, someone's stock portfolio is very valuable. Mm-hmm. If a listener out there has a 401k, I mean, they're securities. And you want to be able to trade them, you want to be able to buy them, sell them, and that's, so that's what I was talking about. Mm-hmm. I want to do that with Bitcoin.
Well, what you were saying in there is it's already possible. It's not like this is some new set of features that needs to be written into these protocols. They're already there, right?
Well, guess what the limitation is? Government.
That's what the
limitation always is. A lot of what my talk was about was how can Bitcoin help us to reduce the cost and also to not break the law, not necessarily skirt the regulations, but there are just so many things that regulators have not even thought about that can we think a little outside the box and see if maybe there's some things that ways that Bitcoin can help us, you know, and it's the Bitcoin solves this meme. I think that there are actually a lot of things that Bitcoin solves that we haven't even started
exploring. They don't know it yet.
Yes. Yeah. And so the more we can explore those things, the more we can think about Bitcoin, I think it's great for liberty, you
sure.
know, all around.
Well, plus, the more Bitcoin people can discover that Bitcoin is useful for, the more valuable it'll become.
100%. Right.
Sure. But also, introducing the legal aspects of things that Bitcoin can do to promote what government says it people have to do. I mean,
yes.
Government creates this huge regulatory burden on everyone, and smart people are looking at this going, well, okay, let's get ahead of them. We know that they're going to be asking for this, so we'll build that into the code.
Yeah.
With Bitcoin, you can do that. You can't do that with U.S. dollars.
That's 100% right. And, I mean, I fancy myself to be an agorist, and meaning I believe in black and gray markets, and I think that there's a way to liberty is counter-economics, which is really all about let's use the free market in a way to build a layer of security around ourselves and allow ourselves some liberty and to interact with one another. And, you know, one of the things that was brought up sort of in the question and answer was so few engineers think of the government as a security risk. We do our sort of red teaming and our adversarial thinking, and we're thinking about hackers and all of these things. But I think most people can understand that the greatest threat to your money at any given time, and I don't think I'm being hyperbolic here, is the government.
Absolutely.
I mean, anybody who has ever paid a moving violation in their car, you were pulled over by a government agent. I don't know about you, but I've never been pulled over and extorted for money by anyone besides a government agent, and that's always a threat.
Yeah,
have you
much.
Ever been pulled over
no.
by another civilian? Never, right?
No.
But I've been pulled over and extorted, well, or even just threatened and harassed many times by government agents. And so I think for engineers and business people to start, well, business people already think that way, right? For the most part, because you know, well, if
they know governments.
They know governments.
They know it. Right.
They know code enforcement officers are going to walk into their restaurant and harass them, and so you live in constant fear. And I think that as engineers and with Bitcoin, this is something that we don't often talk about, but I would like this subject to come up more often. Is to say, how can we write some security into these projects where if the government shows up, we just simply say we got it handled. Thank you. Goodbye. You know.
Right. And frequently the government will say, well, we didn't come up with that, so we don't trust that, therefore you're still in violation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. So I find the securities question in particular kind of interesting, and there are a few projects out there that are specifically tying their code to how to move securities within a government framework, Ravencoin.
Sure.
Certainly there are no fans, not necessarily fans of government, but they understand
they know how to maneuver.
Right. Mm-hmm. They know how the game is played, and they know what touch points will hopefully keep the regulators happy. But
he's Vin Armani, and you can check him out over at cointext.io. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, sir.
As always here on
Thank
Free
you,
Talk
guys.
Live.
Thanks,
we'll have you back, as you know. And more coming up here from the Free State Blockchain Digital Assets Conference 2019.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas. I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
You
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson can't make up his mind when it comes to Brexit. Parliament has demanded he sent a letter to the European Union asking for a delay in leaving the organization. But he's also sent a second letter insisting that Britain leave at the end of the month as he wants.
Do or die for the Prime Minister quickly turned into disappointment and delay.
Order! The ayes to the right, 322. The noes to the left, 306.
Parliament approved an amendment that postponed a vote on the Prime Minister's deal. A setback for Johnson, but good news for Brits who want to remain in the EU.
We don't want to break up of our union. We want to stay in Europe. We want to stay aligned. It's good for us. And we need to stay and we demand another vote. And that's why we're here.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We're at the Free State Blockchain Digital Assets Conference, the third annual, and I would say even more intimate version of this this conference. We've had the pleasure of being at all three of them, so it's wonderful to be here. Technically, we're the only vendor here, if you want to even call it that.
We got the only table.
We're the only. We're exclusive, which is cool, and we've had the chance, of course, to talk to folks who are old school Free Talk Live guests and co-hosts. We had Steven Zeiler on earlier from AnyPay. His cohort is here with us here, co-founder of AnyPay, Derek J. Freeman, also host of Free Talk Live. Welcome back, of course,
welcome
to Free
back.
Talk Live.
Hey, guys, very happy to be with you. This is a beautiful location to broadcast from. I think your best yet. So I've taken a lot of pictures of you broadcasting here, so you can post them online.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
You know, commenting with Bruce Fenton, or I guess, well, actually, we're going to be doing Bruce Fenton coming up here, but I had to move things around because Bruce kept going, so we're like, all right, we'll put you on the final segment because there's more time there. And so you're actually coming up before Bruce, but we've already interviewed Bruce. So anyway, what happened with
the magic of radio?
But you know, he was talking about this venue here, and were you here last year? Did you come to this?
I feel like I came. I don't know
because they had the after party.
The after party was here. Yeah,
last,
I came to the event. Of course, I live in Portsmouth, and the event happened in Portsmouth at a hotel, I believe.
Yes, correct.
And so yeah, we go every year, and the after party was here, and
it was so
a really
nice.
Good time.
So cool.
The barn was. Not what it is today.
Yeah,
it's
he's
really
put some time into it.
It was
kind of rustic last year.
Yeah.
But it was nice.
But
was.
Some presentations have been going on all day.
You've been doing some recording here, right?
Yeah, well, Vin asked me to record Vin Armani. He was giving a presentation on SLP tokens,
the new Bitcoin cash
ledger
tokens, right.
Yeah, protocol, a way to transfer value around in sort of a Bitcoin derivative way. So it's like you can issue these tokens, these digital things, and
right.
So he was talking about that, and I thought it was really cool because during the talk, you know, he's explaining these things to everyone. Of course, I had been paid in one of these tokens
to
record him. So
which token?
AnyPay Gold. Actually, you know, while AnyPay has these things, I didn't actually have any for myself yet. You know,
really?
I got the gold, but I you know. What am I going to buy it for myself? I think it's way cooler to earn it.
Get it,
you know,
from
to be like,
else.
Okay,
yeah.
someone give it to me.
Right.
Hey.
Oh, by the way, I do want to say thank you to Balance of Nature. Good nutrition, of course, key to looking and feeling great, just like Derek J. But eating right all the time can be challenging when your travel and work schedule gets in the way, or maybe you just don't have the time or the desire to shop and cook the right foods. Well, Balance of Nature can help you. They've got their fruit and veggie capsules. You can get 3 of each in one day, and you get 10 servings of fruits and vegetables there. It's a lot of nutrition. Now, for a limited time, you can get free shipping plus a free set of fruits and veggies. Just go to balanceofnature.com. Use discount code FTL. That's code FTL, like Free Talk Live, at balanceofnature.com.
Hey, cool.
Yeah, so
that is tough to get fruits and veggies while you're out traveling.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
So we were talking with Stephen earlier about the AnyPay Gold. I'm super excited about this.
You like that?
I love the
idea.
I always
wanted to use gold. You know,
yeah.
Gold
yeah.
was my first love before Bitcoin was around.
Exactly.
I wanted to trade.
But you couldn't
gold
use it easily.
It's not divisible as well.
Right.
You know, if you're trying to buy a pizza and then
can't do it.
If someone's like, oh, I don't really know. Is this thing real?
Right.
And it solves a lot of those problems where if something is redeemable, physically backed, one-to-one, you can turn around and turn these tokens into real gold, gram for gram. Okay, that's real. And if it's divisible, I can trade it to you for $5 worth or 10 or 20 or 200. It doesn't
right.
matter. I can trade it as easily as I can Bitcoin or Venmo or whatever anyone else is using, but there's real gold behind it.
Yeah.
So
cool.
You don't even have to like the thing that I'm sending you. If you can turn around and turn it into gold, what more could you want from your money?
Right.
I'm excited about it. What inspired this?
Well, I think that everyone's been wanting this for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
People, even before Bitcoin, wanted a tradable form of gold. People have tried that lots of different ways.
Right. The earliest descriptions of Bitcoin were this could be like digital gold.
Right.
So everybody's mm-hmm. talking about it, but nobody has successfully done something.
Well, technology's finally at the point where it really is good enough to do it. Like,
right.
if you check out on my Crescent Cash wallet, I've got some AnyPay Gold here.
Mm-hmm.
It's got the token. It kind of looks... Here it is. I'm
yeah.
just sending it over to you. So it's got the, like, AnyPay logo, the gold
token. You have one
token.
Full AnyPay gold.
I have one gold
yeah.
in the wallet.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's easy. All it would take, a lot of times when people have these gold-backed tokens, you're like, oh, you go to this website, you create an account, and then you have to register, and then send your ID, and then send this, and then to do all this nonsense. But with this, is download a wallet, and it works just like Bitcoin Cash. You give us
right.
a Bitcoin Cash wallet.
Yeah,
hit buy, and you get the gold.
I was going to ask you about these other ones, because I've been going to Bitcoin conferences for years, right? I mean, they have Free Talk Live at some of these conferences, so we get around on some you know occasions. And I see these pitchmen with their booths
yeah.
and the booth babes and everything, and they're pitching out their gold-backed or their silver-backed
right.
tokens. And a lot of them don't even really exist yet. Like, they just want to raise money to launch a thing. You
yeah.
don't know anything
and
about it.
That's the other thing is... Where are you going to redeem it? AnyPay already exists in stores. So anywhere that accepts Bitcoin Cash, the La Maison Navarre in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, or these other places, they accept Bitcoin Cash, they can accept gold.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You can actually spend it. So we're not only, you know, we've got the merchant network already.
Right.
We're a point of sale, so we've got places where people could actually use this stuff. So just issuing gold, okay, that's good. That gets you half of the way, but then where are people going to spend it?
Did you look into any of the competitors before you started this to see what have they done? Because I've heard that, I read a statistic the other day that of all of these like so-called stable coins, like two-thirds of them have completely failed.
Right.
Like they just never went anywhere, or they were an exit scam or whatever it was that, you know, they just never even worked out. I mean, did you look at what else was out there and you said, we can do this better?
I feel like the answer I wish I could give you is, I did a lot of research and looked into competitors, but the true answer is it all came from our heads and what we wanted.
Yeah.
You know, what did we want to have? Like, because we want to use this stuff. Mm-hmm. I want to be able to use, you know, when I'm paying a merchant at some of my favorite cafes in town, it sucks when they accept my coins and then they drop by 20%, you know, in a week.
It sucks
and
for them,
like,
yeah.
Well, it sucks for me, too.
Yeah,
I'm putting my reputation behind it, and I'm trying to honor them by giving them the world's best money.
Right.
And if the world's best money is going up and down by 20% in a week, that's no way to run a business. But everyone can trust gold.
Sure.
I mean, it goes up and down somewhat too, but
nowhere near the volatility.
You're not going to see a dramatic 10% swing in an hour on gold. That's just pretty unlikely, right?
No, you'll generally see a slow appreciation of its value.
Right, over time.
Mildly deflationary. That's what we like to see.
Yeah, I mean, and plus, if you've got merchants now in Portsmouth that have been taking Bitcoin and Dash for years, they've got a stack of a lot of cryptocurrency, and that's a lot of value that's fluctuating up and down, and they need to pay business expenses and stuff. There's nothing that can compare to having, say, 400 Dash on your wallet and looking at your phone and seeing this high-digit number, but then having gold. Be like 400 grams are here. Okay,
right.
I want to take possession of that.
There.
Yeah, you know what that looks like. You know what that feels like.
And the cool thing about that is it'll never drop below the value of the gold. Right. That's the idea behind this. Is while the AnyPay gold could go higher than the value of gold in theory, it probably will never drop below the value of gold. Right.
Right. It is a little bit higher than the value of gold because you know to get physical gold, it's. Physical gold, if anyone knows, if they bought some, there's a premium that you have to pay because the stuff has to be minted and then put in little packages and shipped and stuff. So there's a small premium for the AnyPay gold that is just a matter of doing business in the physical world.
Right.
So it's not going to be at spot. It's a little bit above. But
if you get economies of scale, you can buy a bigger amount of gold, and you could mint a whole lot of AnyPay gold.
Well, I really want to keep it. This is important to me. I wonder what you guys think about this, because it could change, but I think it's important to keep all the gold exactly the same. Every single gram of gold is the Royal Canadian Mint 1 gram gold.
Well,
we don't have any divergence. It's not like, we're going to get some ounces, and then we'll pay out and this and that.
Right.
It's like, I want to know that I've got the one thing, and it's always going to be the same.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, presuming as long as the Royal Canadian Mint sticks around, and odds are they will. Right?
Yeah, well, so, it's annoying to have, like, say you got piles and piles of gold, and they're all just grams. I mean, that might be kind of unwieldy and annoying, but...
Right.
You know.
This is awesome. I'm looking forward to it. We're going to talk more about it, of course. You guys are coming in next week to co-host the show. Derek J. Freeman from AnyPay, and you can go to AnyPayGold.com, right?
You can go there right now.
There's not a lot of information on the site. It's just how you buy it.
But
we'll talk more about it in the future. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live, the Free State Blockchain.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNlife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNlife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We are at the Free State Blockchain Digital Assets Conference, the third annual conference here, taking place at a different location. As we mentioned earlier in the show, we are no longer inside a stuffy hotel.
Right.
We're actually on a very beautiful location alongside, I don't know if it's a river. I still have yet to figure out if it's a river or a lake or what that is over there. But it's pretty. And the founder of the Free State Blockchain Digital Assets Conference is now with us here. Bruce, welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Thanks very much. Glad to be here.
Yeah, it's an absolute pleasure, of course, to have you here.
Same here.
And so we, of course, have been at every single one of these events. And thank you, as always, for having us here.
Thank you. Thanks for coming. It's great.
Pleasure.
So this year's different. You decided to have it at this place, which is the same place you had the after party last year.
Right. It's been being built out. This is Bickford Farms, which is a historical site. It was at the Oyster River Massacre in 1694. Captain Thomas Bickford fought off 100 attackers using subterfuge and pretending he was multiple people. And this is an interesting historic site that's been... it was also owned by Darby Field, who was a famous explorer, the first European to climb Mount Washington. And there's been a lot of work going on to try and build out these buildings and make it more and more usable, which, as you can see from last year, quite a bit of improvement. Mm-hmm. Still got a ways to go, but as it goes, we'll be able to host more of these and larger events. And
more of them.
We're trying to create a sort of community center that people can come to, and ideally the goal would be to have like 10 events a year, and we can't do those ourselves, but we want to have the community. So if there's anybody listening who wants to host an event, in certain cases we give you free you know, free rental, especially right. for the first year, to just kind of build it out and just, you know, meetups and things like that, particularly smaller events, 50 people or less.
Right.
It's really well suited for that. You got the nature and the, you know, it's bordering nature preserve land. And this is Great Bay, by the way, that's out there. It's salt water, so you have ocean
access. It's no longer a secret location that you've just revealed a little bit more about it. And in fact, that was one of the things I mentioned in the last segment was I went inside because initially, before we'd really even, we got here, we set up everything, and then finally I got a chance to go in and check out what was going on inside. I'm like, this is because of this location, it's a smaller event than it ever was in the past. I mean, it was always a very intimate event. That's one of the things that I think the Free State Blockchain Digital Assets Conference is great for, the intimacy of being able to meet the speakers and be able to actually talk to people. And, you know, there's nobody who's here you can't access.
Right.
And now it's even more, I would say, exclusive. Is this a sellout this year? Because it sure looks like
it. Yeah, I like to design events that I would like to go to. Right. So I don't know if I'm an introvert or an extrovert. I love people. I love events. I love hanging out. But I really don't like big crowds, and I don't like the energy drain of. I love Consensus. I go every year, but it's 2,000 people, and I feel like I got to escape to my room. So I like smaller events where it's like a giant dinner, basically. You know, 50 people is kind of a sweet spot. 40 people, 30. Yeah. Some of those are because really it's all about the conversations. And when you have a smaller, more manageable group, you can have. There's only so many people you can talk to. So you get, to me anyway, and hopefully there's some people who share that, you get just as much as you would out of a large event, but you don't have that exhaustion factor.
Right, right.
So that's what I try and design, and I'm sort of selfish about these things. I just design stuff that I'd like to go to.
That's the way to do it.
And I enjoy it. So, and hopefully if I can find a few dozen people that also have the same style, then they'll enjoy it too.
Well, plus, if you actually own the venue, it makes it a little bit easier as well. And I'm not saying you own the venue, but you know somebody who might. And so that's nice, because then you don't have to deal with a hotel. I've actually run a couple of conventions back in the day. I ran Keenvention out in Keene. And, you know, eventually we wanted to move out of the hotel as well. It was, you know.
Yeah, having flexibility is great. And that's what's great about this venue is that it's got some flexibility, so you don't have to deal with the bookings. You know, any good hotel, we're down in Portsmouth a lot, and we just did an event there a couple days ago at the Wentworth. We've used the Sheraton. They're great venues, but Portsmouth is a popular, cool boomtown,
right.
And you've got to book out months and months ahead, whereas the venue like this, you can book out, you know, weeks ahead. It's got a lot more flexibility.
Parking's easy, too.
Customization, too. It's got cool stuff. It's got a game room and, you know, kind of, it's got the cabin down the road there, which will be accessible to people, so you can have a couple people stay over, and it's just sort of more flexible, convenient kind of thing.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
I know a lot of people don't like to attend a lot of big crypto events because they've just turned into kind of pitch fest.
Right, right.
How many people can tell me they need my money? You got to invest in me. But this is different. It really seems to be, to me as an attendee, more about learning and more about people sharing knowledge and their experience and. No focus.
Well, there's no vendors. There's no booth babes here.
Yeah. Our vendor policy was we had one booth, which you guys got, and the price is free. And I said, if you're cypherpunk and open source, the price is free. If you're a token offering, the price is $500,000. So we didn't have anybody take on. I'm a capitalist, so if they want to pay $500,000, they're certainly welcome.
Yeah.
And I didn't even think to do it this year. We did have a policy that said open carry welcome, and we did. We usually have a policy that says no pitches. I didn't even remember to do that. I think people just kind of know from our events that, you know, it's just sort of. And it's not that we're totally anti-pitch. We just don't want, like, really obnoxious pitching.
Yeah.
And so for our Satoshi Roundtable and other events, we have kind of a no-pitching policy. And that works well. And a lot of the really popular, well-known attendees like that because they get pitched the most. You know, for some people, they can't walk 5 feet without getting
a pitch. Without
somebody
grabbing them. Yeah. Yeah, and this is a really nice event because it does allow you to connect. Anybody who you want to talk to is here, and they're easy to access. You know, you don't have the kind of limo personality who swings in, gives a speech, and then they're gone.
Right.
That's not happening.
Yeah, that's the other thing with a lot of our events. People tend to stick around and kind of, you know, mingle. And, you know, everybody that I know says their favorite part of events is the side hall conversation. So we try and make it the primary thing with these. And in this case, it's not a side hall, but it's a bunch of of picnic tables that are right behind me as I speak that have pumpkins on them, and you know, very fall New Englandy thing. And people are chatting. You might be able to hear them, and that's the way it rolls.
Complete with a beer truck. What? Tell me about this thing.
You know, I wish I could take credit. I have got a great staff who does cool stuff like this, and I didn't even know about the beer truck until last night. A lot of people have asked if it's my truck.
I figured
and
it was yours.
If you can't see it, it looks like an old school milk truck that's been repainted and cool.
It
has a bunch of kegs and some kind of machine inside that powers the kegs.
Right.
And
the taps are on the outside of the unit.
Yeah, apparently it's quite cost effective, but I don't know much more about it than that. But it sure has been popular, and I think we'll probably do it again.
I know I want one.
Yeah. Yeah. I always love weird, cool vehicles and stuff like that. So, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if I buy a bus or an ambulance or a four-wheel drive something at some point.
So you moved just a little bit about you. And by the way, Bruce Fenton is here with us. You moved up here from Massachusetts as part of that New Hampshire Freedom Migration, that project of libertarian types to come up here. You were one of the people who didn't have to move too far because you were in Massachusetts. But what's it been now? 3 years? 4 years?
It's only been a little less than two.
Two.
Wow.
And,
okay.
So you hadn't actually moved up when you threw the first event?
Probably.
Because this is
You're right. Yeah, we knew we knew. Yeah, it is the third year. We had made a commitment to move. We knew we were going to move.
Yeah.
We'd signed the Free State Pledge. But we didn't actually move until about a little less than two years ago.
Gotcha. Congratulations on 2 years.
And we're never, ever going to move back. This is home for life. I believe that we will, you know, anything I can foresee, this is where we're going to be forever.
Well,
and we really love it.
I mean, be fair, Bruce. I mean, you got to miss the regulatory state of Massachusetts a little bit. I mean, they are outlawing balloons.
Really?
I don't know. Balloons.
Recent news?
Yeah, Mylar balloons and plastic rib balloons and rubber balloons.
Saves one life.
Yeah, if it saves one life, it's worth it.
Yeah, I couldn't believe all the little, it's a little nitpicky things like that, like the fact that up until a couple of years ago you couldn't even have the automatic holder on your gas can tank, and these little nitpicky weird things. And you have this huge amount of taxes, so you get the double whammy. You get this huge amount of taxes that you pay. I get a big raise just by moving north, a couple miles. But that's only half of the problem. The other half of the problem is what they do with the taxes. What do they do with all this money they steal from you? They harass you and make your life miserable. There's no quality of life difference. And you know what was really surprising? Mass prides themselves on the schools. And so even with our strong anarchist streak, we still fell for some of the propaganda. We're like, well, you know, we are moving to New Hampshire. I guess the schools won't be wrong. The schools, by objective statistic measurement across the board, blow Massachusetts away.
Wow.
So all the tests, all the standardized tests, any measurement that's objective, these schools are way better.
And you're comparing government schools to government schools.
By their own measurement, New Hampshire, by almost any metric, is far better than...
Yeah.
And when we were in Massachusetts, we were in the third best district, and our schools up here are across the board better. And also from a parental experience, you know, lend too much credibility to the government tests, but I do lend a lot of credibility to our experience as parents, and the experience is just much, much different. Even the police, and I'm not a huge fan of police by any stretch, even the police here are noticeably much better. I've never had a bad experience with the police in 2 years. I see them around Portsmouth, and they're smiling and part of the community. They're engaging, and they're they were playing some kind of yard game the other day downtown Portsmouth with random people. So even the police are better.
We're short on time. Bruce, I know you got to get back in. Thanks for sitting in with
Thank
us here.
You.
Check out his website, blockchainnh.com, and we'll continue in moments.
Thank you.
From the Free State Blockchain.
With Fortune DNA, you can invest in anything you want to, 100% tax-free for you and your heirs, and use your money before you're 59 and a half, without ever losing your principal, all with the blessing of the IRS. Avoid the volatility of the market, put certainty back in your investing future, and keep full access to your money with Fortune DNA. Join us at dna.freetalklive.com for more details and your exclusive invitation to the free webinar on Tuesday at 8 p.m. Register now at dna.freetalklive.com.
Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now as I speak by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves and how you can too. GoDark Bags are lab tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com. Discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.